Well, ladies, it's such a privilege to be with you tonight, and I'm very thankful to be here and to see your bright, smiling faces. And I just want to start by praying again, even though Stacy prayed beautifully, but I don't really want to speak until I pray. So let's bow our heads again. Father, thank you so much for this time we have together. I just pray that you would open our hearts to hear what you have to say to us. Lord, speak to us through your word. And I pray that I would be a blessing to these ladies and that you would help me to bring glory to you and encouragement to every woman in the room. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight my topic is going to be gratitude, and I just wanted to start off by saying that I want you to know that I'm still a work in progress, that everything I'm going to be speaking about tonight is not something that I have perfected, but the Lord is still working on me in my life, and I'm very thankful to Him that He does bring a lot of these things to our attention in these areas that we need to pay attention to us. So I chose to speak on the topic of gratitude because it's something that the Lord has impressed upon me to bring about many changes in my life, my thoughts, my attitudes, and in the way I respond to circumstances. As you know, we can't determine what happens to us in life, and we certainly can't foresee the trials that inevitably come across our paths, but we can decide to respond to life circumstances with a godly attitude. And we really only have two choices, ladies, when we're faced with daily struggles. We can decide to respond with self-pity, complaining, bitterness, anger, and even depression. And I have been guilty of all of these things. Or we can choose to be grateful. And ultimately, I believe that gratitude is the secret to a joy-filled heart, regardless of our current or past circumstances. So tonight I want to address three areas with you, and you can see them on your outline. First, we'll be scratching the surface of gratitude by exploring how to develop a grateful heart. Next, we will look at going deeper by expressing gratitude for our spiritual blessings. And finally, we will plumb the depths by exploring how to have gratitude even through difficult times of trials. So let's begin by scratching the surface, developing a grateful heart. Here are some thoughts for you to ponder, and you don't have to answer, but just think about them. If we are not grateful, then are we by default ungrateful? Is ingratitude a sin? If we examine ourselves and discover that we are lacking in gratitude in our thoughts, our words, our attitudes, or our prayers, what can we do to change that? Well, I'd like to share a personal story with you to begin. Years ago, the Lord convicted me about having an ungrateful heart. I was far too focused on my own desires and allowed myself to be controlled by my circumstances. I found myself swirling into a tornado of discontentment, self-pity, and even depression. You see, although I was saved and I loved the Lord deeply, I had an unhealthy focus on my own happiness. I was living as though I couldn't possibly be happy unless all or at least most of the circumstances in my life were going well. I envisioned that I could have joy if only. If only I didn't have so many health problems, or if only our financial situation was better, or if only I didn't feel so lonely and isolated in our small Central Texas town. The if only list seemed to be endless, and this was no way for me to live. I was not glorifying God by my self-pity and ingratitude. This whole situation drove me to my knees. And I kept trying to pray my way out of difficult circumstances and became frustrated and even more discouraged when the answers weren't what I had hoped for or expected. Have you ever tried to pray yourself out of difficult circumstances? Oh, Lord, just take this away. Just make me feel better, or take this problem away. And I realized throughout the years that a lot of times it's the Lord who brings trials into our lives, and He has purposes for these trials that sometimes we have no idea about. And what He really wants us to do is to look to Him for encouragement and for strength, and to ask Him to walk us through the trials. He's not always going to take it away. He's not always going to make everything better. But He does promise, never will I leave you, nor will I forsake you. So try to remember that as trials come into your life, that the Lord has promised to be with you. And as a Christian, you are His child, and you do have that hope that you don't have to walk alone and that He will be with you. I'm so thankful that we serve a wise, loving, and very patient God. You see, the Lord had saved me as a young girl at the age of 7, but as a young adult, I still had a lot of growing to do. There was so much that I needed to learn about submitting to the Lord's will, living in a way that glorified Him, and walking in joy regardless of my circumstances. The Lord continued to patiently build into my life through the study of His Word and through prayer and through many trials, which now I understand were part of His training program for me in understanding the concepts of yielding to God's sovereignty and walking in the joy of the Lord. As I searched the scriptures for answers, I began to come across a theme. It was as if I was uncovering buried treasure. Verse after verse pointed to giving praise to the Lord, giving thanks in all circumstances, and walking in a manner worthy of the calling to which we have been called in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I was not walking in a manner worthy of my calling. I was not nearly as appreciative as I should have been for all that the Lord had done for me. That led me to embark on a journey of learning to praise the Lord and to develop a heart of gratitude. And ladies, I'm still on that journey, and I will be on that journey until I get to heaven. So be encouraged that we will never be perfected in this life, but the Lord continues to work on us and to sanctify us. It was not anything that happened overnight, and it's simply a matter of the Lord convicting me of my sin and showing me through His Word the importance of developing a grateful heart. So let's look together at some scriptures. And if you don't have your Bibles, don't worry. You can just jot down the references if you want to, and I will read the verses to you. Psalm 33:1 says, "Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright." Psalm 34:1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." That one was really convicting for me. Colossians 3:17, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Again, it causes me to really think and ponder, do I do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus? Do I give thanks in everything to Him? No, I don't. So He still has to work on me. In Philippians 4:6, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And I think so many times, I know for myself and I know for women in general, I think we have so much anxiety because we just try to carry it ourselves instead of bringing our requests and our petitions before the Lord and really trusting Him to help us and really giving Him thanks even in the midst of these anxieties. So if you're struggling with a spirit of discontentment or complaining or a lack of gratitude, or you just want to be more proactive in being thankful, there are a few simple things that you can do. So if you're taking notes, this would be a good time. Begin by confessing your ungrateful spirit to the Lord as sin. That was something that I really had to do. A lot of times we think of sins as being the really big things, like lying and stealing and cheating. But we don't think of ingratitude as being a sin. But really, when you think about it, all that we have comes from God. Our life comes from the Lord and everything in it. And we really need to be grateful to Him. It's our gift that we can give back to the Lord. So confess your sin of ingratitude. And ask the Lord to help you to begin to form new habits. If you're in the habit of complaining or grumbling, ask Him to help you to form new habits in your life and to start being more aware of what you're saying or what you're thinking, and being more aware of saying things that express your appreciation and your thanks to the Lord instead of expressing complaining or dissatisfaction. The next thing you can do is to purpose to begin and end every day with a prayer of gratitude. And try to thank the Lord for at least 10 blessings. Now, if you have trouble with 10, then start with 5. But find a starting point where you can begin. You know, if you have trouble with 5, then that is probably a good indicator that you have a long way to go in your journey for gratitude. So start, and this is something that I don't do every day. I should, but I have done a lot over the years, especially during times of discouragement. And I've always been amazed, you know, when I think my life is so bleak and so hopeless, if you'll just list your blessings, you will be so amazed at what the Lord is doing for you. And sometimes we're just not even aware of it. We don't really think about it, and we tend to take things for granted and not be grateful. So one way that you can record your blessings is to start a prayer journal or a list. So start a prayer journal or list, which you can add to daily, recording all the blessings that you can think of. Now, don't wait until something huge and miraculous falls into your life. Just start out with the little things. Thank the Lord for the beautiful sunset or for the birds that you hear singing. And I just was thinking on our drive up here tonight how everyone was commenting about the beautiful colors and the leaves of the trees that were changing. And we looked in the sky and we saw this beautiful rainbow that was almost like a prism shape. It was truly amazing. And when you think about it, the Lord could have made our world in black and white, and that would have been okay. But He took the time to make things beautiful and to make things special and to make us know that we are loved and we are cared for. And He has taken the time to make everything wonderful for us, even the food that we eat, all the different flavors and textures and things that we enjoy in our lives. So let's remember to just take notice of the little blessings in our lives. And I have found the Lord has made some major changes in my heart and in my attitude. I have learned to find joy in praising and serving Him regardless of what else may be going on in my life. If you really foster an attitude of thanksgiving in your heart, you will begin to see more blessings that before may have gone unnoticed. And you'll probably start to think, wow, the Lord is really blessing my life in so many ways. When in reality, it might just be that you're finally noticing it, and before you were somewhat blind to it. So just try it, and I think you will really be surprised at how many blessings you're aware of. Well, now we've scratched the surface of gratitude by exploring ways to develop a grateful heart. So now let's go deeper and focus on the need for gratitude for spiritual blessings. Now, as Christians, we have a whole realm of things for which we can be thankful that the unbeliever is not even aware of. And it must truly grieve the Holy Spirit when we fail to be thankful for all the blessings we have in Christ. So let's look at some of our spiritual blessings. The first one that I can think of is salvation. I can't imagine where I would be right now if it had not been for the Lord saving me. Colossians 2:6-7 says, Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. Remember, ladies, don't take your salvation for granted. Give thanks to the Lord. Ask him to remind you every single day to give thanks to him for your salvation, because what an amazing gift he has given us. Colossians 1:12 says, joyously giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is a wonderful reminder to us of really where we came from and where we're going. We were part of the dominion of darkness, and the Lord rescued us from that. We were all perishing. We were all without hope. We were completely spiritually dead, and we didn't even know that we needed to be revived. But the Lord reached out to each of us, and he chose us before the foundation of the earth. And what a special and amazing thing that he did to us to transfer us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved Son, to light. And so now we have eternal life to look forward to, and not something that no matter how dark and bleak your life may seem, you always have the promise of heaven to look forward to, that Christ has promised he has redeemed us and he will keep us safe and he will bring us to heaven. Ephesians 1, verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So when you think about that, now I don't have a whole list for you of what every spiritual blessing is, but I do want to talk about some of the ones that came to mind. We have so many blessings that he has given us, and sometimes I think we just fail to think about them. So let's add to our list of blessings. So far we have salvation, eternal life, and heaven. Another blessing I think is just amazing is prayer. We can access the throne of God anytime, day or night, and we never need to feel alone, because through prayer we can always be in communion with the Lord. Hebrews 4:16 reminds us, therefore let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What a wonderful and amazing gift prayer is, that the Lord would want us to communicate with him, that he would want us to have input. He doesn't need us. He could take care of everything by his own power, and yet somehow he involves us in the process. He wants us to pray, and he wants us to come to him, and he wants to have that fellowship with us. So it's an amazing gift. I also think about the Bible and what a gift that is from the Lord. In our possession, we hold the very words of God, the words that give life and reveal the very heart of our Father. And it's just an amazing thing to think that we can open the Bible at any time and we can know the heart of God and we can be reminded of the things that he wants us to be reminded of. And we can be reminded of our sin, or we can be reminded to praise him. We can read about what Jesus did when he was on the earth. And so many things. It's just an amazing gift that he's given us, that the God who created the whole universe would come down and would want to impart his words and his heart to us and would want to have a relationship with us. So don't take it for granted that you have the Bible. When I think back to, you know, looking back over history, it hasn't been that long since the average person has had a Bible in their own possession. For so much time, the average person didn't have a Bible, or they didn't have a Bible in their language. And so that's such a gift that's been passed down to us. Another amazing spiritual blessing that we have is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers and comforts us. He teaches us. He intercedes for us as we pray. He reminds us of God's word. He convicts us of sin. He illumines our hearts, and he helps us to understand the scriptures as we're reading them. He helps to fill us with love, joy, and peace as we look to him daily for strength. So let's not forget the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, whom the Lord has provided for us. Another spiritual blessing that comes to mind is the fellowship of other believers. And that's something that we're enjoying here this weekend with one another. And it truly is amazing that even though most of us aren't related to each other, we can still be family. And we love each other because we are sisters in the Lord. And that's an amazing thing that we can come together and share the kind of fellowship that oftentimes only comes with years and years of knowing someone. And yet, have you ever experienced meeting a believer and just right away you click because you really have the same heart and you have the same Father in heaven, and so he draws you together. And of course, finally, we have a glorious future in heaven with the Lord in a glorified body where we will no longer suffer the effects of sin, sickness, aging, and death. And that's something that we can all look forward to, because right now we live in bodies that are aging and we do struggle, and the whole world that we live in is struggling under the burden of sin and is under the law of decay. But that will be removed someday, and we have a glorious eternity awaiting us in heaven where we don't have to undergo any more sadness. The Lord promises he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. And what an amazing promise that is. Years ago, I committed Psalm 103 to memory when I was going through a particularly dark time. It's a beautiful reminder of the Lord's limitless love for us and his worthiness to be praised. And I'll just read to you the first 5 verses of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. And that chapter is really good. If you want to go back and read the whole thing, it just goes on and on to list the amazing compassion and loving kindness of the Lord. It talks about how he removes our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. And it's just an amazing chapter for you to meditate on. I truly believe that we would all be more grateful and filled with joy if we took time daily to thank the Lord for his limitless love for us and the innumerable spiritual blessings he has poured out on us already, and those blessings he has promised to give us in the future as part of our inheritance in the heavenly kingdom which awaits. So I would suggest you do 2 things to be more grateful for your spiritual blessings. First, make it a part of your daily time with the Lord to remember the spiritual blessings he has given you. This can be especially helpful if you are struggling with difficult current circumstances. We need to keep spiritual things always in the forefront of our minds to give us a heavenly perspective. Sometimes we can really get bogged down in the struggles of life, and it seems like that's all there is, and we really forget all that the Lord has done for us. Another thing that you can do that I have done many times is to write down Bible verses on index cards. And write down verses which remind you of the many spiritual blessings you've been given in Christ. And you can write down the verses that are special to you. You might go through and look for verses on joy if you're struggling with depression. Or you might look for verses on faith. Or look for verses on trust. Just whatever area it is where you feel like you need to grow and stretch. just look for those verses. Or if you want to be reminded of your spiritual blessings, have a verse on salvation, have a verse on prayer, have a verse on the Holy Spirit. Just different things, whatever you feel that you need to work on in your life. And it's good that as time goes by, you'll have a big stack of them, and you can just go through one after the other, and it's so encouraging to do that and just get all of that at one time. So, we have scratched the surface of gratitude by looking at the ways to develop a grateful heart, and we've gone deeper to explore all of the spiritual blessings we have to be grateful for. Now, let's look at plumbing the depths of gratitude by discussing how to be grateful in the midst of trials. This is a trial right now. Is it okay? Okay. You may be wondering, as I have wondered at times, how you can possibly be expected to be grateful in the face of trials, persecution, suffering, sickness, tragic losses, or any of the other agonizing circumstances that we all must face from time to time in our lives. In my personal life, I have had to walk through some devastating times of heartbreak and the loss of some very close friends and family members. I won't mention all of those to you, but some that stick out in my mind are watching my beloved dad suffer with Parkinson's disease and dementia for about 10 years before he died. And it was so hard for me to watch him deteriorate and to get to the phase where he was in a wheelchair and he couldn't feed himself anymore and he couldn't speak anymore. And he couldn't really do much of anything except drool by the end, and he had to be taken care of 24/7. And I really grieved a lot during that time, but the Lord was good, and he helped me. I really leaned on the Lord during those years, and my mom had to as well. She took care of my dad, and she was by his side as often as she could be, and she was with him when he went to be with the Lord. And so I praise God for that time, even though it was very difficult and very painful. But he really used it to help our whole family to really turn to him in our time of grief. Another thing that I have struggled with is chronic illness, insomnia, blood sugar problems, and dizzy spells for more than 20 years. And it used to be something that I tried to pray away. And I asked the Lord, please remove this from me, and I'll be happy as soon as I'm all well and everything's fine. But looking back again, I have to praise the Lord for his wisdom, because he used those times of sickness and struggle, even beginning in my 20s, when I couldn't keep up with people my own age, and when I was looking at people in their 60s and 70s who had more energy than I did, and that was rough. But I had to lean on the Lord, and I learned how to pray during those years, and I wouldn't trade that for anything, and I'm so grateful for that now. My pregnancies were also very difficult, and I praise God that we have 4 children now, 3 biological sons and 1 adopted daughter. I was told by a doctor in my early 20s that I would never have children because of all my health problems. But there was something in my heart that said that wasn't true. I had a deep desire to be a mom, and I just somehow believe that the Lord put that desire in my heart. And I'm so grateful to him. My pregnancies were very difficult. I was sick throughout my pregnancies. When I was pregnant with our 2nd son, Michael, I developed gestational diabetes. I became bedridden for 2 months. I had to give myself insulin shots. And it was just a really trying time and a very lonely time of isolation. But again, the Lord was with me during that time. And so I praise God for that. And now I can use it as a testimony to our children. And I can tell them about how important and how special they must be to the Lord, that they just bringing them into the world was so difficult, And yet the Lord really wanted them there, that he preserved each of them. The boys were all delivered by C-section. And I really believe 100 years ago, they would have died, or I would have died, or, you know, it just would have turned out differently. But the Lord was so good. And because of the difficulties of the three pregnancies, we decided to adopt. And we have a beautiful daughter, Julia. And so I praise God for that, because I don't think we would have adopted otherwise. And so the Lord works in mysterious ways in our lives that we oftentimes don't understand at the time. So we just need to try to trust him and be grateful. Steve and I have had to walk through a trial for the last 20 years of having our son, our firstborn, Daniel, who is autistic. He has a mild form of autism called Asperger's syndrome. And we have been crushed and humbled and forced to seek the Lord's comfort and wisdom concerning our son many times on our knees in prayer. We have spent countless hours together, and I'm not exaggerating, in tears, begging God to help us be patient and wise parents for Daniel. And the Lord has been faithful, and he's been teaching us, and he's been refining us through the trial of having a son with special needs. And it's also been a blessing to his younger siblings, because they've had to learn patience, and they've had to learn that not everyone is the same, and that some people have different needs and special needs, and that we need to help them and be patient with them. So I praise God for bringing that into our lives as well. Steve and I have also endured persecution for our faith in our church plant in Texas. We both endured being forsaken and slandered by some people who were offended by our strong stance for the truth of Scripture. But again, it shouldn't be a surprise. The Lord promised us that in this life we will suffer persecution and we will suffer trials, especially if we're standing for him. And so again, we just rejoice in that. We rejoice that we were allowed to go through that. And we can look around the world and know that there are many people suffering much worse persecution. There are pastors in many countries who are killed or imprisoned because of their faith. And so we praise God for walking us through the trials. James 1, verses 2 and 3 says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance." And it's really true, ladies. One way that you can consider it joy, it's not that you're enjoying the trials, but that you can have joy knowing that the Lord has a purpose for the trials, and that his purposes are higher than ours, and that he will not waste these trials. Every trial has a purpose, and we can trust in his goodness, and we can know that it's not because he doesn't care about us or he's not listening to our prayers, but he's wise. He's our Father. He knows so much better than we do. So we can be thankful that he is producing perseverance and endurance in us through these trials. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." So we also know through Scripture that trials are a proving ground for genuine faith. So again, as you're persevering through the trials and you continue to cling to the Lord, let that be an encouragement to you that you really are his child, that you're still clinging to your Father, even through the hard times and through the devastating times. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So this scripture really tells us how to do it, how to walk through it. Rejoice always. Isn't it good to know that the Lord wants us to rejoice always? He doesn't want us to walk around miserable, sad, depressed. He wants us to have joy. How do we do this? Well, the verse tells us we pray without ceasing. Just pray all the time. If you're in the car, if you're in the shower, whatever you're doing, if you're in the yard, if you're in bed at night, if you can't sleep at night because you're going through a trial, just pray. And the Lord is there, and He will bless you, and you will draw closer to Him and enjoy communion with Him during trials in ways that you wouldn't ever have known before had you not walked through the trials. And notice part of this is also in everything give thanks. That's the hard part sometimes. I know it is for me. It's hard to give thanks while you're walking through the pain. You just want it to go away. But give thanks knowing that the Lord has a higher purpose for it and that He will glorify Himself through it and that you can be a part of bringing glory to Him as you walk through the trial with grace and with patience. The Lord promises that in this life we will suffer many trials, but it is clear that it is His will for us to walk victoriously through our trials with joy. He gives us inexplicable joy and peace as we walk with Him through the darkest valleys of our lives. So if you are currently walking through a dark time in your life, there are three things I would urge you to do. And even if you're not walking through a dark time, I bet you know someone else who is. So the first thing to do is pray constantly. Camp out in the Psalms and pray through them. The Psalms are a wonderful gift that the Lord has given to us. It's a collection of hymns and prayers, really, in which the psalmist is pouring out his heart before God, sometimes in praise, sometimes in grief, sometimes in anguish. But they're wonderful prayers, and it's a good reminder to us to know that we're not alone in the pain that we're going through. The second thing is to give thanks for the trials, trusting that God is using these opportunities to refine us and make us more like Christ. He is teaching us to be dependent on Him as opposed to being self-sufficient. He is increasing our faith and making us stronger through the tests and the trials. Third, keep your mind focused on eternal things and on the truth of Scripture. Keep your mind focused on eternal things and on the truth of Scripture. Colossians 3, 1 through 3 reminds us, "Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth." This is especially important when you're walking through difficulties. Set your mind on the things above. The Lord has a glorious future awaiting us, and we don't have to feel like we're hopeless. We always have hope. There will be a future. We will come through. So in conclusion, our response is always and in everything is to overflow with gratitude to the Lord. And I'm going to close by reading to you Psalm 100. It's a psalm for thanksgiving. "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and His faithfulness to all generations." Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for Your loving kindness and Your faithfulness, which never ceases. Lord, we thank You that through You, we always have hope because we are in Christ. We never have to despair because You have promised that You will always hold us in the palm of Your hand and that one day You will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Lord, help us to keep all the wonderful blessings that You've given us in our hearts and in our prayers and in our praises to You. Lord, remind us each day of all that we have to be thankful for. And I just pray for every woman here. I know some are walking through dark trials right now. I just pray that you would just impress upon their hearts that you are with them, that you love them with an everlasting love, that your compassion is far greater than we can ever imagine. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much that we do have joy in you regardless of our circumstances, and that through your Holy Spirit we can give thanks in all circumstances, even when it seems impossible. Lord, we ask you to take our lives and help us to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which we have been called in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us to walk in a way that glorifies you. And help us to always keep you and your word in the forefront of our minds. And continue to praise you day after day until you bring us home to heaven. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.